It's now 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. As we get a lot of new people used to what we do here. Normally, this part of the program is devoted to health, your well-being, physical fitness, etc., etc. And as a result of that, Heather and Jennifer and I will visit with Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru, and she's giving away 1,000 balls.
And today. I need one.
Everybody needs a ball, or two or three. So we'll find out from Andrea how you can find a way to get one of those 1,000 balls today, coming right up right after this on Good Day.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable. Looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Before we get to Andrea, may I recommend something to you? This is actually something that Andrea will love, Heather will love, Jennifer will love, and everybody who is a listener to this program. There's a video of the day today that is so captivating. It's from award-winning cinematographer, director, and producer Louis Schwartzberg. It is about gratitude and happiness. And if you do nothing else with a couple of minutes of your time today, will you please go to DougSteffen.com. And see the video of the day. Go to the video of the day box. It's right prominently there. Pretty much the first thing you see when you go to DougSteffen.com is the video of the day. And then the other videos that have, you see me doing my video on the street in Framingham. But this is, there is something so special about this. Gratitude and happiness is what it's called. The video of the day at DougSteffen.com. I'm grateful and happy that Andrea Metcalf spent some time with us every week. She is a fitness guru, the author of any number of books, including Naked Fitness, on how to be well, how to have healthy bodies. So you're giving away, or somebody's giving away, 1,000 balls today. How's that work?
Yeah, all you have to do is sign up at fitstudio.com, which is a website with over 500 free exercises. There's no cost to this at all. It really isn't. You'll sign up to Fit Studio. You can.
What is it now? I'm not hearing. It's Fit Studio.
FITSTUDIO. Fit Studio.
Fit Studio.
Okay, so you go online to Fit Studio, and what do?
You sign up for a free profile, and they'll send you a coupon to walk into Sears and get a free stability ball.
All right, the ball. How big is this ball?
From Sears. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
It's either you can get whatever size is best fits your body, 55, 65, or 75 centimeter. I recommend people getting the 65 centimeter. That way, whether you're between 5'7 and 6'1, that ball can fit you for most activities. And you can do more than just sit on a ball. And most people know that you can kind of lay on the ball with your feet on the ground and curl up and do crunches. But even if you just rolled out a little bit further and had your shoulders on there, you could lift your hips up and down and prevent back pain by strengthening the backside. Plus, on Fit Studio, there's probably about 30 little short videos that show you what you can do with a ball. So
well, let's talk about this. For those of you who are new to the program, Andrea is a great believer in using your body all the time, being conscious of, let's say, your steps, activity you're doing at home or in your office. It's not just there are people who run every day and they go to the gym every day working out. They plan, I'm going to spend an hour doing this or 40 minutes doing that. But what Andrea says is you can exercise pretty much with every movement of your body, strengthen your core, make your muscles stronger and bigger just by thinking about it when you're walking.
Even walking, her best tip that she's taught me is rolling forward on your toes, kind of when you walk. Mm-hmm. Because I walked probably 4 miles each day this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And Andrea, on Saturday, I decided to make that concerted effort, and my bum was actually sore the next day as opposed to Friday when I just walked normally, just, you know, however I would normally walk.
Very good, very good. Yeah,
I was proud of myself.
Yay for Jen!
Yay, girl! You know, it's walking, most of the things we take it for granted that you just put one foot in front of the other, but really keeping your toes straight forward, pushing off the ball of your foot so you get hip extension, and counter swinging those arms, keeping your head and chest up, really tends to work the core and the whole body much better. Plus, Doug, you're right. Just by thinking about it, you can burn up to 30% more energy. If you just put your hand down by your side and you lifted your hand up to your shoulder, that doesn't do much. But if you pictured you had a 10-pound or a 50-pound weight and you pulled up on that weight, you can feel how much more energy you're putting into those muscles
right. Just
by thinking about it. And
see,
that's the key to working out, consciousness.
I'm one of the people who believes that if you're going to do this, everybody has a different philosophy. Some men and women do it this way. I don't do enough of it. Because I find it tedious to work out, but I need a partner, because then you have the stimulation, you've got a little bit of a challenge, but I find the heavier weight is better, at least for me, because I think it gets your results faster. It just depends on what you want to accomplish. And curiously enough, Heather Bachman has been a trainer as well. She was trained as a trainer, and so you have worked in a lot of, it seems, more women are getting into this field than men. Is that just me observing that? Or either of you, Andrea?
Doug's
or
wishful thinking, or is this true, ladies?
For those beefy arms.
As you listen to each other, Andrea obviously has had great success in the public sector, but you started doing, Heather, training men and women how long ago?
About 6 years ago, I really started to get into it. I loved it. And it started from me, myself, enjoying working out and being healthy.
So what's the lesson here in terms of what you learn, Andrea? The trainers that are around, some of them are really very good, and some of them, not so good.
It's just like any profession, from doctors to medical people to anyone. Some people have a very intuitive sense about how the body works when they understand it, and so they can apply it. And some people just have a real desire to help others and inspire others. And
right. You
know, if you don't have any real health issues or injuries, most trainers that are out there can do a great job with helping you put together a program.
So what do you look for? What do you advise people? Let's say we've got people around the country who are trying to figure out whether they want to find a trainer. How do you find a good one, either Heather or Andrea? How do you go about finding someone that really can meet your needs?
I think you go with recommendations first, credentials second, and then third, that personality has to click.
Right, personal connection.
Their what the assessment initially looks like. When they come to meet with you, are they just giving you a routine? Are they going over what your posture looks like? Are they going over your health history? Are they trying to understand your goals? But really, that the physical assessment and understanding where you're weak and where you're strong is very important on how they then program a routine for you.
I just think that in my years of doing this, becoming conscious, more conscious, less conscious, finding somebody. And frankly, yeah, you can say what you want to. I've found that working out with a woman trainer, was much more stimulating for me than working out with a guy.
Because you were showing off. Well, I could do that. I could do it. I could do it. I could bump that iron.
Well, that's true or not, but I think there's a certain, everybody's got to figure out what it is that stimulates them so you get the best results working toward the goal of being in the best shape possible. And
do you think it... I'm sorry.
No,
I thought you were wrapping up. No, but I was just wondering, do you think it's better to go, Andrea, and also Heather, since you do this too, with the guy that's like the drill sergeant trainer, or is it nicer to go, is it better for your long-term spirit to go with somebody who's more nurturing?
Well, how do you feel, Andrea? I mean, I know from my past experience working with people and then also people who have worked with me, you kind of need somebody who can balance both of those, because sometimes you need that drill sergeant who's going to say, no, suck it up. You can finish this out. And then sometimes you're going to need somebody who's going to understand that today maybe you're just a little off and need a little bit more pushing along. Would you agree, Andrea? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I still think it comes down to individual personalities, because I've seen people over, almost 30 years who just love to get beat up at the gym. They want to come home sore every time. And there's some people who understand that that's not necessarily the best thing for their body. They have a full day of work the next day. They can't be slow getting out of a chair. And I think it really comes down to personality. Bottom line is, we've seen a lot of on television training where we're trying to get to the root of the core of what's not working for you and by yelling and screaming. And definitely, I don't believe in that.
All right. I'm going to find somebody who makes me scream at the gym. All right. There it is. Andrea Metcalf. Check out nakedfitness.com. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. It's 20 past the hour. Margaret is listening in Defiance, the home of WONW. Hi, Margaret. Nice to have your voice and to make your acquaintance. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. I want to know more about you and more about Defiance. How long have you lived there?
I have probably lived here about 15 years.
Yeah. Why do you like Defiance?
Well, the Defiance motto is that it's a great place to live, and it is.
Best about it, though? What do you like best about Defiance?
Well, it's a small town that loves a parade. Mm-hmm. It loves to honor veterans. It's a God and country kind of place.
Uh-huh. Basic bottom line virtues and values, then, it sounds like. All right. Nice to meet you, Margaret. Thank you. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Around the corner. I'm being optimistic. I think that we're seeing some pretty good weather around the country. And it's May 1st, for heaven's sakes. We haven't even celebrated May 1st
May
yet.
Day.
First
May
of
Day.
May,
May Day.
May Day, May Day, May Day. So as we think about how May usually brings around the really nice warm weather by the time you get to Memorial Day, really kind of neat. Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com was focused on the first wave of summer blockbusters that are coming later on this month. So the question was, which movie are you looking forward to seeing the most? 27% of you who responded at DougStefan.com said The Avengers. Would you ladies agree?
Yes.
I would like
absolutely
to see that.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there an Avengers movie, but it was about the Avengers that were from TV? Not these. This is sort of a superhero movie, right?
It's all Avengers. The superheroes. Yeah, right. It's
Iron
all
Man.
The different ones. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Men in Black 3, 25%.
I want to see that, too.
See that? 23% of you said you wanted to see Dark Shadows, which is the Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
The Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
I'm dying to see that.
Yeah. Battleship, which there's nothing about that. It's just more monsters out of the ocean eating up battleships and stuff. And monster from the Big Lagoon. And nah. 21% of you said you wanted to see that, though. 4% want to see The Dictator. Now, I want to see The Dictator.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
As stupid as it will most likely be, it'll be funny.
Who did I learn about yesterday who's starring the female lead in this? I was reading, all right, you guys are going to laugh at me. I was in an office yesterday, I was reading Cosmo.
Good for you. I'm yeah. proud of you.
I knew at least one of them would laugh at me.
Okay. And what did you learn in Cosmo? Did you take the quiz?
There's a lady who's thought of as Megan Fox. Megan Fox. So she apparently is the lead, the female lead in this movie, The Dictator. And so she has a reputation for being a bad girl, but she's not really. And that was what the article was all about. Yada, yada, yada. But it's interesting. Every once in a while, Jennifer, I have to open up my mind to what's going on.
And look at the pictures.
And look at the pictures.
So bad.
Why do you find that so amusing?
It's okay. I think many men would cop to reading an issue of Cosmo or two.
Right. Okay. Also at DougStefan.com today, we were talking earlier about the Seattle attorney who's claiming that as a boy, he was involved in time travel. So our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you whether or not you think time travel is possible now or in our lifetime. A, as fast as technology is improving, I'm sure it will be. B, maybe, though the government probably won't let you know about it. C, I bet it's already happening. That's where I am. D, I doubt it. It's probably still a long way off. Or E, it's only in the movies. Nope, I think that there is that sort of stuff going on now. I think there's so many things that the government keeps secret from you and me, and this is just another one of them. All right, also at DougStephan.com today, there's a story for, I guess, women. This is an event inspired actually by a Hollywood movie, the Spanish Dating Association. Didn't know there was one of those, but there is. It's trying to slow a population drain from the country's central villages.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're introducing bachelors to women who are bussed in from the big city.
Shut up. Stop
it. It's a town of 6,000, which is on the banks of the Lobera River, which hosted this past weekend a fiesta to welcome 68 women for a meet and greet with all of the village's single men. They had art, and they had all kinds of things. They brought people around as a tour of the city. And one of the things, you had a free bus trip, a free day and night there. You just had to agree to spend the time with a lady who wasn't married or who wasn't involved.
So is it the ladies who get to pick, or?
Well, the ladies pick the men. Yeah,
uh-huh. I'm surprised there's not a reality show following them, forgetting the dating site. You know,
sounds like a good idea. 28 after on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah, all right. Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. And here are just some of the many reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Find Heather Bachman is here, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasinelli.
New Rich Find? It's like you threw a quarter and she followed you home.
That's only because that's...
New Find.
That's, and Roberta, that makes us the old finds. Which
yeah.
Is,
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's only because what's a dime.
That's the way you think, Roberta. Therefore, what is it? I think, therefore, I am. Isn't that how... It all works hard. Anyway, we're here to help. And as an example of that, Richie and I think a month or so ago, we sort of got off a couple times onto this chute regarding money and where it is in terms of the cash you put in your pocket versus the plastic you put in your pocket. Are we going to go even further than that? David Wolman is here with us. He's a contributing editor at Wired, former Fulbright Journalism Fellow and a graduate of Stanford University's Journalism Program. He's written a book called The End of Money, and that really, I don't think you have to go any further with an explanation.
Pretty much tells the story.
So is it that we will dispense with money or cash, David? I think that's where we start with these conversations, because a lot of times, we've all heard, we see the movies all the time of the counterfeiters who make millions and millions of bad bills and they put into whatever toll that takes on our economy. But then you have the use of plastic, and now people who, if you use your computer to pay bills, people can hack into that, and they can not only get your identity, they can figure out what your Social Security number is, they can get credit card numbers, bank account numbers. So it almost seems like no matter what we do, we're not safe. Somebody's going to figure out how to rip us off.
That's probably true.
And, you know, I'm glad you asked that right off the top. Are we talking about the end of money, really, or the end of cash? And the end of cash is what I was trying to explore here. But, you know, it's the end of money in its most commonly, most instantly recognizable form, right? You know, even those bankers on Wall Street who are hawking collateralized debt obligations and the like that got us into so much trouble. You know, when they hear the word money, even they picture a big pile of Benjamins.
Yeah.
And, you know, to a great extent.
Rectangular slips of paper.
Exactly.
I saw that as a description that you write about. Rectangular, say it again, Darren. Rectangular slips of paper or little metal money. That's what we're, that's what, when I have cash in my wallet and I open it up, the other day, for whatever the reason, my credit card didn't work. I was sure happy that I had a $100 bill in my wallet. And
right.
I think that's, I mean, if you don't, the plastic side of it, for whatever you are, in this case, Bank of America doesn't like it when I travel. Because they used to be spending my plastic, or using my plastic in Boston or Los Angeles. So if I'm someplace in between, they oftentimes say, oh, we'll put a hold on that till we find out if that's really you. I mean, I'm happy that they're checking it that well, but the other side of it is I needed it and I couldn't use it because it was after hours. So in order for me to do what I had to do, I needed a $100 bill. So if we don't have $100 bills and Bank of America doesn't want you to use your credit card because there's some question on it, you're pretty much screwed, right?
So this is why cash, you know, is not is one of the most sort of long-standing and successful technologies.
Yeah, but
ever.
We're being told that it's going to not be practical anymore. To
how long until we all have a chip implanted in our head that just makes us
there you go.
An RFID
there you go.
Chip in our head that just says our account number on it and we can pay for anything just
we'll
by
walk
thinking
through
about
some
it.
X-ray machine and you've paid for dinner.
Yeah,
right.
Thumbprints, eye scan.
Yeah. What are you seeing for the length of cash, or do you see cash going away?
I think one way to think about it is kind of a death by a thousand cuts situation. And, you know, a lot of the concerns you guys are raising about security and, you know, what happens when the battery runs out on all our digital devices that we're trying to pay for things with, you know, those are legitimate concerns. But nevertheless, you know, cash is already being pushed so far to the margins of our everyday lives. And I think what we'll see, you know, certainly not in 4 years, probably not in 10 years, but, you know, 20 years from now, I think you'd be crazy to think you really know what these technologies will look like and what they can do. And, you know, I think it'll be more like, you know, the fate of the payphone. You know, they're still out there, and I'm sure there are a few people here and there still using them, but someday people are just going to be walking by those things if they're still even there and say, wow, what was that thing even for?
Right. Now, is there a certain amount of control, governmental control, that's attached to this? We all know the drug society being what it is all based on cash. You don't pay for drugs with the corner of
the dime
bag. You're not going to use the credit card to pay for that stuff. So does this alleviate some of the crime in our society if we don't have the use of cash?
Absolutely. Now, you know, criminals are a very enterprising bunch, and so many, you know, in the kind of whack-a-mole sense of it, will pivot and just jump to the digital realm.
Right.
But, you know, you've got 10,000 bank robberies in the U.S. over a period of 2 years recently, or, you know, the entire drug trade itself. And then, you know, the big kahuna, of course, is tax evasion. And so cash is really the currency of crime. You know, crime certainly exists in the digital realm, and financial crime is conducted electronically, of course. But all of that sort of, you know, mom-and-pop store stick-ups, all of that ends when cash is killed, or even if that is too radical for some people, you know, just do away
pretty
with the
radical.
the big value dollars, right? The 100s that really don't circulate much. They actually just sit in briefcases owned
right.
by Russian mafioso.
Right, mm-hmm. right. That's one of the things I was thinking about is all the money hoarding. How do you hoard digital dollars if we don't have
cash?
Well,
but the other side of it,
or gold or whatever it is.
Well, here's, but you
oftentimes in defense of the cash, there are ways of making deals. For example, you were in the car business. If somebody came to you and said, you're trying to sell a car on the lot, price tag is $6,000. Some guy walks in with a wad of cash, $5,200. You're going to take that $5,200 and you're going to sell him the car. Now, what happens without that? You're not going to walk in with a plastic, okay, I want to buy that car for $5,200. It's not going to happen.
Well, if he can pay for it right then and there, I would, because the relevance there is that he was paying for it in full right then. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter whether it was cash or digital.
Yes, well, but to some it does.
He was paying for it right then.
Go back to what David, we're talking
right.
to David Wallman.
Yeah, if you can, if you can hide
the end
money.
Of money. Yeah, so, hiding the money.
That's all right, so David, let's get down to the nitty gritty here. Your book is called The End of Money. Obviously, are you saying you foresee the end of money or not?
Well, what I wanted to do was kind of subject cash to a little bit more scrutiny than we're used to, because, you know, think about it. There are a few things out there in the world, a few physical objects that we are as programmed or pre-programmed to covet as these little rectangular slips of paper and those little metal plugs, right? I mean, from a very early age.
Sounds so inconsequential when you refer to them that way.
Yeah.
Those little rectangular pieces of paper.
from a very early age, you know, with the tooth fairy and all of that. And of course, you know, I, like anybody else, I have a respect for cash's purchasing power, right? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, if you have a mountain of the stuff, you're much better off than you were yesterday. But it turns out that, you know, cash is a rather old-fashioned technology, and it has tremendous costs. And so those were some of the costs that I wanted to explore with the book, and not in a kind of slam your fist on the table way, you know, we need to get rid of cash tomorrow, but, you know, ask this question of cash is right up at the edge of the cliff here. Let's wander over and see, well, how much terrain is left, and do we want to rescue it, or do we want to nudge it over the edge of the cliff, and you know, what role does cash really play in our everyday lives now?
What we don't know or hear often is the cost to the taxpayer of reviving using the $1 bill, for example, costs the Treasury $400 million a year to keep in circulation.
And the penny's always been a debate.
Well, the penny, but if you had a $1 coin, which we've tried any number of times, the Brits have done it successfully, and mostly the smaller denomination coins in Europe have worked, but for whatever the reason, they haven't worked here, but it is at a cost. If you were to circulate the, what was it, the Susan Anthony dollars or whatever.
Susan Anthony, yeah.
Yeah, those are very inexpensive because they last long, long, long into the future. We'd be using the same ones. Whereas the dollar bill's life is about 4 months, right? 4 or 5 months. Things ripped up, torn up, shredded up, and it has to be replaced. So that in and of itself, it seems to me, is a reason to change the currency from paper to coin. Now, whether you keep going and you get rid of coins as well as the paper there, I guess that's the question. And all it is tradition. Plus the fact that the, you know, drug dealers and people like that who are doing illegal stuff want to keep cash.
So, but let's think about this now. David, you know, a lot of the money that's traded from bank to bank, I go out and buy something from JCPenney's, and my bank sends digital dollars to JCPenney's bank. Really, how much cash?
They don't even send that.
Is there
they
cash
send
to back all that up?
There's a All there is not even a paper trail. It's a computerized number.
Right. They're not
trading
money. They're
not giving your bank money.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the, you know, the inconsistency that I frankly find fascinating. I mean, most money is already electronic. We've already said yes to the electronic money proposition. You know, cash circulating out there is a relatively small fraction of the money supply and, you know, is ever dwindling as more money is created.
You
tell people that, you know, at the bank, there's no drawer with your name on it with a pile of physical stuff in there.
Right.
And it's like they knew it, but they don't love hearing it.
They don't really know it.
All the money that is digitally in circulation between the stock market and companies trading money and consumers trading money, is there a dollar for dollar backup for all of that money that
no,
is out?
No, not at all. I mean, when the Federal Reserve creates $700 or $800 billion as part of a stimulus package, you know, that's electronic. I mean, they will then say, you know, some of this will end up to be stuff we'll print. But
so we don't even have it anyway.
Do we know how much money there actually is? is on the books digitally and out there as compared to how much money is actually in currency in flow out there?
The
circulation.
The flavor of money in physical objects form is around, I think they're guessing, $1 trillion in circulation. But again, in circulation has to be, I think you got to use the good old-fashioned bunny ears there, because a lot of that is pennies and nickels and dimes stuck on the mantle and in desk drawers, and even more so, $100 bills, you know, sitting in a safety deposit box in Russia or Latin America. So that's the cash component. And then I think, you know, the overall money supply, you end up into kind of an accounting trick for economists here, because there are different types of money. So, you know, they're talking about M1, M2, M3, kind of economics 101 things. But I think, you know, we're at least on the order of like $16 trillion or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, and then the last question here, Doug.
Yeah.
Other forms of currency popping up digitally now. You know, a lot of...
The yen, you mean?
No. Facebook wants to have credits.
Oh. Yes.
And we do things, and how does that affect... Because now we're not using dollars to buy services or to purchase even items anymore. What effect will that have in the future on currency?
I'm really glad you asked about that, because, you know, these are some of my favorite characters to go report about... to write the book. You know, these are the kind of monetary innovators out there, because alternative currencies are a totally legitimate form of money, whether you think so or not. Airline miles or Disney dollars or Facebook credits or Ithaca hours. There's something in the digital realm that people are quite excited about called Bitcoin. You know, and money is an idea at the end of the day. Whatever in you and I, even, you know, old toothbrushes or truck tires, if we want to transact with this medium of exchange,
and
we believe it has value, we can use it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is, I think, when you think about the death by a thousand cuts being inflicted on cash, some of that is because of technology. But another area of cutting, if you will, is these alternative currency innovators.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking a swipe at it.
That's where you're going. Imagine how much control an outfit like Google or Facebook would have on the currency, the value of currency, and how they can create their own currency. I think that's the question Richie's asking here. And it's pretty provocative.
Right. Are you worried?
I certainly worry about privacy in the digital age, but I think, you know, I frankly think we should have those anxieties now in a way when it comes to sort of data gathered about us. But when it comes to a lot of those currencies, you know, I'm a little more optimistic than you guys, because I think, you know, first of all, the things like Facebook credits, you know, they trade with the dollar, right? So really what you're offering people is more options for using currencies that make sense.
The value of a dollar, the value of the dollar is what we're talking about, the physical dollar.
And giving people more options and kind of this rainbow of payment options in your phone of the future is actually beneficial, right? Because money has costs, and cash has various costs. So what you want to do is be scrutinizing the different costs that you incur using plastic, using cash, using Facebook credits, using whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, plastic is not just the only option we have other than cash. Hardly. That's a quite old technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the digital future, you know, we actually will see less friction in our financial lives because of these new forms of money, and that's actually a good thing. But I am scared about sort of corporate control that isn't carefully regulated.
Yeah. All right, David. Thank you. Interesting, provocative conversation. The end of money. David Wolman here on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New invisible fluid makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
As summer approaches and the weather continues to get warmer, Working out or playing a casual game of football becomes much more demanding on your body. Defensive end and championship football player Jason Pierre-Paul shares a few tips on how he likes to re-energize after playing sports or finishing up an intense workout.
On the regular day of training and workout, I shower a lot. It not only helps me feel clean, but also refresh. That's why I like the new X Sports Blast 2-in-1 Shower Gel Plus Shampoo. It smells great and saves me time since it's a 2-in-1. And after a tough workout, don't forget to drink plenty of water, rehydrate your body, and stretch properly.
Axe Sport Blast 2-in-1 is the newest addition to the Axe Shower Gel range and is available at most food, drug, and mass retail outlets nationwide. To find out more about Sport Blast and other Axe products, check them out on the web at facebook.com/axe. Again, that's facebook.com/axe.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, social media, electronics, technology, gizmos and gadgets, all part of the focus here. Our reporter is Shelley Palmer. Internet service providers in the UK now have to block access to the world's most notorious file sharing site, the Pirate Bay. What do you know about the Pirate Bay, Jennifer? Anything?
I wish I could say anything. I have no idea.
Never heard of it. There'd be an arg.
Arr, matey.
So let's all learn from Shelley Palmer just a moment here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen. But what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi US.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, internet service providers in the United Kingdom must block access to the world's most notorious file-sharing site, the Pirate Bay. Why? Because Britain's High Court believes that requiring ISPs to block access to the Pirate Bay will reduce illegal file-sharing in the UK. Will it work? Of course not. When asked if the High Court's order was going to hurt its business, a Pirate Bay spokesperson told Torrent Freak that circumventing any blockade will be easy. The spokesperson went on to say, and I quote, "This will just give us more traffic, as always. Thanks for the free advertising." Why is the Pirate Bay so nonchalant about the new anti-piracy law in the United Kingdom? Well, it was built by pirates for pirates, and they break the law for a living. So they know that no matter how hard you try to stop piracy at the ISP level, the pirates will always navigate around it. Is there any way to stop illegal file sharing? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn the secrets of the Pirate Bay.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans has a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year mortgage. It's called our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. It's locked until the year 2020. After that, rates may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, so I dug out the little black book of information on debt collection, and I'm finding that a lot of these debt collectors are using social media. They're using Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Ooh, to track where you are.
Right. People say a lot about their lives on social media, and so these sites are being used to determine if an individual or a company may be creditworthy, or when they're in arrears. And so the debt collectors can sort of get a beat on whether they can pay their bills. It's very interesting. I don't know whether you're probably in good shape, so you're not someone who would be subject to this. But a lot of people are making posts, not using their head. When they get a raise, they put it on Twitter. Hey, I just got a raise today. And the guy trying to collect the bill.
And I'm still not paying so.
Yeah, right, exactly. So just be careful and mindful of what you put on social media. That's something that we always are underscoring. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best feel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah. Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free.